And here we are on Window of Opportunity here on CKCU. Peter Stockdale, and we're joined now. I'm very happy to be joined by Harry St. Denis. How are you, Harry?
I'm very good, thank you.
And what part of the world are you in right now?
Right now, I'm in a place called Kippewa, Quebec, which is just about maybe 4 hours' drive from Ottawa, just on the Quebec and Ontario border, about maybe an hour's drive from North Bay on the Quebec side.
Okay, and there you are. What is your interest in the Chaudière Falls situation?
Well, for us, it's a historic and it's a very good site for all of the Algonquin people. Historically, it has very historic spiritual and sacredness to the whole site for all Algonquin people.
Harry, you're the chief of the Wolf Lake First Nations there, up in the Temiskaming area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a responsibility because of that role? Do you have a responsibility to speak out on matters such as this?
Yeah, well, for sure, because it's not a site that was just significant for the two communities that are nearest to the site today. At one point, it was a hub for all of the Algonquin people. Back, there are historical evidence of that. For example, during our research that we have been doing for the past 20 years or so, there's evidence that Champlain, witnessed Algonquins making tobacco offerings to the falls for good. Safe travel and health, all in accordance with Algonquin custom. And also in 1801, Philemon Wright arrived there, and he's seen Algonquins, doing the sugar bush and hunting at, what is now, I guess, the Gatineau side of the Ottawa River. And so historically, it has great significant value for all of the Algonquins, because at one point in history we all occupied that site. We all used that site, for thousands of years. And in fact, there has been some research done by Jean-Luc Pilon, who was an archaeological curator at the Canadian Museum of History, and also Randy Boswell. And what they said is that there's evidence that Chaudière Falls was part of an ancient cultural landscape for Native people that met, traded, fished, hunted, and buried their dead along that river, and which is now, of course, within the city limits of Ottawa and Gatineau. So that has been going on for thousands of years. So for sure, it has some great historical significance and spiritual value for all the Algonquins.
And there, just to add, that there was communication in that area between, I think, Labrador, Lake Superior, Ohio. I can't remember all the way up to James Bay. It was a huge.
Sure, it was a major trading spot between nations long before the arrival of Europeans.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chief Harry, are you at this point satisfied with the degree of consultation that has been taking place with members of the Algonquin nations?
Not at all. And in fact, we have no official consultations on Chaudière itself, even though we had written letters while it was former Prime Minister Harper. We had written letters to the Premier of Ontario, the Premier of Quebec, the mayors of both Ottawa and Gatineau. And the only response that we got was from the Premier of Quebec. His chief of staff responded just basically to say that they received our letter. And also Kathleen Wynne did send a response sometime, I believe, in in October, which just basically said that, the development being proposed is subject to municipal planning process and jurisdiction, and it's currently before the municipal board, which is to me, it's not a significant response. And from the federal government, we have yet to receive any official response, even though we've written also to, the NCC. But we did get a consultation, mind you, on the LeBreton Flats. We met with them last Friday. And all of the Algonquin communities on the Quebec side were present. We also raised the issue of Chaudière, and our position is that if we're being consulted on LeBreton Flats, why weren't we consulted on Chaudière? And it's our position that it's the government of Canada that has a duty to consult, a legal duty to consult with the Algonquins on any major developments, especially on sacred sites such as the Chaudière Falls. So we have asked for a meeting with the Minister Joly, I believe her name is, and we haven't heard back yet. Of course, it's only been a week, but we're hoping to have a meeting with the minister on both of these projects, which are very significant for everybody.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Peter had mentioned on the show already Grandfather William Commanda's vision for that area. The late Chief William Commanda, known as Grandfather Commanda, and you are aware of that, of course, as well, Harry, that vision of what could be done in that space. How would you describe what you would like to see there?
Well, I guess Elder Grandfather Commanda's vision for the site, which, as I understand, he had a lot of discussions with the NCC on some plans for the site, not just certain islands, but the whole site, and that would be a good starting point, I guess. But I think that anything that has to be done there should be done in cooperation with all of the Algonquins, that are concerned with the site. But for us, we're not anti-development, but I think that it's a good opportunity here for everyone to be involved, especially the Algonquin communities. There's a lot of things that we could potentially do at that site, but what we don't want is to see the whole thing being paved over and condos being put up. We could still do something there. Maybe a conference center, a museum, a cultural education center. Now who knows? But that will have to be decided in consultation with all of the Algonquins.
Mm-hmm. And that consultation, you're saying, is not currently occurring.
And Harry, that, it's been a private development, and so we can't really discuss that, but that we found that two-thirds of Albert Island and half of Chaudière Island are actually owned by the feds. And then they're going to give it to Windmill and Dream, and then they're going to talk to you? Wasn't that the line?
Well, normally, I guess that's the way things goes, but hopefully it's what won't be the case in this situation. As the Prime Minister said, it's 2015 when he made half of his MPs women. So it's 2016 now, and I think that there has to be a better way of doing business, and the Prime Minister talks about a new relationship, a new beginning, and I think that this would be a good place to start for the Algonquin people, for sure.
Harry, this show is called Window of Opportunity, and I thought this is very much what you're talking about. There's really a window of opportunity that was, the window was definitely closed only a few months ago, and there's a window that appears to be open, and we have to, you and I ensure, among many others, ensure that it is wide open and it means something.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a good, it's a great opportunity, in fact, for you know, the whole country, and even it would have great symbolic value as well. You know, for the Algonquins, we have always been, you know, in between the French and the English. I think it would be a great opportunity. One thing, you know, I'd just like to quote something that the Prime Minister said at our special chiefs assembly in December. And this is a quote, and it's on the AFN website. He said, "I would like to acknowledge the Algonquin Nation on whose traditional territory we are gathered. We recognize you as the past, present, and future caretakers of this land." End of a quote. So my question is, how can we fulfill that role and be caretakers of our land if we don't even get cooperation from the governments on protecting a sacred site, you know, such as Aquechuachuan?
It's a very important question. It's a very valid question. Thanks for shedding some light on this. Now, I understand you're actually hopeful about the ultimate outcome.
For sure. We're hopeful, and there's a great opportunity for everyone, for the governments, all levels of governments, I might add, including the cities of Gatineau and Ottawa and all Algonquins.
Okay, well, that's encouraging to hear. And in the meantime, I think what people can do, among various things that people can do to help in this situation and make sure we get to that positive outcome, is a couple of websites. There's one called freethefalls.ca. And Peter, are you involved with that one? Freethefalls.ca.
Oh, yes, and we have a Facebook site, Freeing Chaudière Falls and its Islands, easy to find, and a Twitter handle, Falls3Islands.
Okay. And there's also a site that Greg McDougall has put together, very informative, called equitableeducation.ca. Now, Harry, are you familiar with Greg McDougall and his work?
Oh, yes, I've met Greg.
And asinabka.com as well, that's another one, or Circle of All Nations. There are a number of websites that are available.
Okay, so the main thing is, you know, type Chaudière Falls into your browser and find some good, solid information and ways to get involved. Now, Harry, we were talking earlier, you were mentioning historically the way the Algonquin peoples were literally forced off the land in this area and off the river as well.
Yeah, that's a fact for sure. When the logging started, of course they needed, and also hydro dams. At one point, you know, there are reports that the native people couldn't even use the rivers anymore because they were too cluttered with logs and the log drives, and so basically their only option left was to retreat further into the woods, and also of course when the log drivers came and the companies they bought also diseases with them, which our people had no immune system to fight off those diseases, and of course then they had to find other ways to survive off of the land, so we were literally forced off of sites like Chaudière. And at one point, for sure, it was our capital. It's no coincidence that Canada has made that site their capital of the country. Because of the of its location and where all of the rivers meet, and the beauty of the site itself, and so it's not a coincidence that today it's the capital of Canada, because at one time it was for sure the Algonquin's capital.
And it's the only capital in the core of any capital in the world that has a waterfall in the center of it.
Yep.
All right. Chief Harry St. Denis, way up there near Temiskaming. Thanks so much for joining us on Window of Opportunity here today. I look forward to a positive resolution and an inclusion of Algonquin voices in any discussion about this very important sacred land.
Looking forward to working with you again, Harry. See you.
Very good. Thank you very much for having me. And I, you know, the Algonquin people would appreciate any support from your listeners by writing to their MPs and to the Prime Minister or their mayors, whoever. So anyways, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good message. Now, I happen to know that you're a big fan of bluegrass music. Is that true?
I like all kinds of music, but how about a good bluegrass tune to kick off the weekend? It's good music to shovel to, too, by the way.
There we go. Okay, let's do that. A bit of music here from the bluegrass dynamic duo of Doc and Merle Watson. Okay, I hope that'll work. Thanks a lot for being with us, Harry. All the best.
Okay,
bye now.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.